Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We have a great show for you today. Lieutenant Victor Venuelos and Jeff Wohler from the San Diego Harbor Police and the San Diego Harbor Police Foundation are having a great show. We have just... scratch the surface.
Yeah, totally.
My list of questions that I have here for all the guys. And I know all your phone calls, too. You guys have a ton of stuff there, too. But fantastic. And we're giving away an amazing prize today.
Boy, you're not kidding that. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, how about this? One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a brand new Anza Fish Pros Series knife. It's the 6S, which is Raymond's favorite cutting knife. Probably the most popular in the series. This is a very, very cool knife from our friends at Anza. All the things that they have talked about in their series of knives. It's high carbon steel, incredibly easy to sharpen, holds an edge forever. This is a type of tool that you will have, you know, well taken care of for the rest of your life. You know, a very, very high-end tool from Anza, and we're really excited to give that away at the end of the show today. If you didn't hear, if you want to give us a call, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on the fan. Been a very, very busy morning, and we do have one open phone line if you want to get through right now and talk to Adam.
Yeah, indeed, for sure. So that Anza knife, of course, is available at Anza.com or at Fisherman's Processing.
Right.
Actually has the complete line up of Anza knives. One programming note I want to make for the future, Sunday, September 8th, which is 2 weeks from tomorrow, we're going to be preempted here on Let's Talk Hookup. There will be no Let's Talk Hookup on Sunday, September 8th, because they're going to be doing Entercom, which owns the fan and all these stations that were here and 250 stations across the country. All of the Entercom stations will be doing a programming for 2 hours called I'm Listening. And it's basically about suicide prevention and mental health. So 2 hours of that. So we thought it was a good thing to do. And,
of course.
You know, we don't want to stop talking about fishing. But so make a note, Sunday, September 8th, if you turn your radio on, we're not here. That's why.
We'll be back the next very next show.
2 weeks from tomorrow.
You got it. Well, hey, with that said, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report. And today, our fishdope.com report is sponsored by the Sato Line Winder Kit. It has everything that you need but the plywood board and your drill. It's a super high-tech line winder that is comparable to line winders that go up to $2,000 or more. All of this is for under $300. It's the best value in a high-tech line winder. Get yours at the Long Fin, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and other selected tackle stores.
You guys have them now, right?
Oh, we absolutely have. We love it. It's such a good,
great winder.
If you're a guy that wants to wind your line at the house, buy spools in bulk. It's way less expensive. This will make your job so easy. It can be
including Power Pro and other specs.
Exactly, because you can high torque. You know, with a half inch drill, you can put line on with the type of torque that it takes to do. You can do everything at home.
That's what I have at my home.
And again, under $300.
Yeah.
It's a really, really nice kit to have for sure.
No doubt about it. All right, let's start off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick and guests.
Hey, Mark.
Well, guys, with it being a midsummer Saturday, nice weather, biting fish that are very close to home, I can only imagine what that 302 zone looks like right now with all the boat traffic, man. Be cool out there, guys. There's plenty of fish. But, yeah, there's a good area of that yellowfin there with a little bit of bluefin mixed in, bigger bluefin, you know, kind of keeps it interesting there. And the guy's doing the best on that yellowfin. Again, light line, small hook, 15 to 20-pound, 4-carbon, number 2 hook, and a hot bait is definitely the answer. And then once you've got a bunch of those, you can just go ahead and use a Colt Sniper, a Mega Bait, a small flat follower popper, and, you know, have some additional fun there. It's been really, really good fishing. So hope that holds up. There's been a bit of bluefin mixed in to keep it interesting, but the better bluefin zone is that area up behind Clemente. There's a lot of navy grief that the guys have had to deal with. and some weather earlier in the week, but it's nice now. And mostly that zone is right outside West Cove, and then outside the 9 a little bit, literally right up to the kelp lines. It's been mostly 80 to 120s right now. Seems like some of that big fish have pushed way up to the west there, but the stuff's biting squid jig combos at night, slow troll mackerels during the day, and of course, flyers, both yummies on the kite and the frozen flyers on the balloon rigs there. And we just got in a fresh load of flyers yesterday there, so we got some pretty good. And there's still a sample on the marlin around there. East end of Catalina has been probably the better area. Green water there, but there is some fish in it. A little dab showing up west here, scattered around. And a few swordfish, actually a few more swordfish showing up. And want to offer special congratulations to Michael Folks and his crew for his first swordfish that they caught yesterday. Nice.
Yeah, so cool. Congrats, Mike. That's great.
What did he catch it on that silly linen line, too?
No, I don't think so. I think this was the real deal.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
I'm not sure yet. I think they were deep dropping. But regardless, it's anybody that ever gets a swordfish,
yep,
is such a fantastic catch.
Swordfish on the deck. Swordfish on the deck, especially on the West Coast. Style, gear, depth, whatever, doesn't matter. Ultimate achievement. That's so cool for Mike and his crew.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I got to imagine there was a video camera running while all that was happening.
Yeah, you know.
I bet you're right, buddy.
Yeah. So anyway, guys, there's a lot going on. Please get out there and take advantage of it there. And we'll talk to you next week with a little more voice. It's slowly coming back.
Yeah, that'll work.
Sounding better, buddy.
Fishdope.com, of course. The guys, Danny and the boys, have been on it every day. If you want to know where to go, just go to fishdope.com. They'll tell you where to go, weather. Everything is on fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. The store's on the corner of Bolsa Cheek and Edinger. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. And the website's PacificEdgeTackle.com.
All right.
We'll
thanks, Mark. Talk to you next week. Glad you're feeling better. Appreciate that.
All right. Let's head on now down to Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Talk to our good buddy, Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at Seaforth?
Good morning, guys. Very similar to fishing to what we've had last couple weeks here. Very good fishing. Saturday trips, still picking fish off the bottom there, rockfish, whitefish, a little bit of calico bass. Honestly, we haven't had too many of those half days the last few days here. We've had lots of boats going offshore, those full-day trips, the one-day trips, longer trips, catching lots of yellowfin, some bluefin in there, a little bit of yellowtail slipping into the mix there. Very good fishing on those trips. The full-day trips going out there, catching yellowfin, and it's been so busy, we've been putting multiple boats online. So if you look at our schedule this week, we've got multiple full-day trips running all day, or all week there, The San Diego filling up really quickly. We're putting the new Seaforth online, the Voyager's online, Pacifica's online. All these boats are getting in on that action for those full-day trips.
That's awesome.
It is. It's great that we're being able to fill those trips up because fishing is good. I know we've talked about this before. It used to be, you know, you catch a dozen yellowtail on the full-day trip or three-quarter-day trip at the time. That's good fishing. And now they're going out there looking for limits of yellowfin and bluefin and skipjack on those trips. It's amazing fishing right now. Some great weather. And we got the weekend, the holiday weekend coming up here. And as we talk about also, September, October, usually the fishing is really good. And it's a little lighter on the loads there, especially during the week. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our handful of half days up there. We've got a few more twilight trips to run. A lot of full day trips up there. Lots of options for those. Those one days, day and a half. Definitely make your reservations online there, seaforthlanding.com. You can always give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383, or come down and visit us in person.
Great call.
If you haven't gone fishing yet, definitely get your gear set up. If you have, get it tuned up and get out there and catch some fish, guys.
The one thing I think that's so cool that you guys are doing at Seaforth is that full-day trip is such a popular trip to do. It's inexpensive. The fish are well within range, and it's great fishing. And the San Diego, arguably the most popular boat in all of San Diego, and they fill up really fast. So very cool that Seaforth has put multiple boats online for that same run, because if you weren't one of the lucky ones to get a reservation, you don't get to go. And so very cool to see multiple boats making that run and giving everybody an option to get to go fishing and get on this, I mean, what really is darn near historic yellowfin fishing right now.
Yeah, it's very good.
Absolutely. Great yellowtail fish or yellowfin fishing, great weather, lots of options for the boats there. And all those guys, it's not like San Diego's the only boat that fishes out there. These guys are out there,
It's
on the overnight trips. So just because it's not San Diego doesn't mean you're not going to go out there and catch fish. And like you said, that San Diego does such a good job with that. And it's not like they don't talk to each other and help each other out there, because like you said, fishing is amazing right now for those yellowfin.
Great call, Marcos. Well, we really appreciate it. Thanks for a fantastic report, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, appreciate that. Okay, let's go up to Whaler's Cove Lodge, Captain Cackham John. Captain John, I wish I was standing where you are right now. I'll tell you what, we had such a great trip last week.
Oh, good. Well, the coho have been fantastic. I've had limits every day for the last, I think, 5 days now. But I've got a story for you.
Okay.
You know that rockfish jigging, the Klinkitani with Captain Mills, they went and sat in 39 feet of water anchored up looking for rockfish. And one of the guests, Barry, hooked up, and the captain thought, oh, he's stuck on bottom. Well, he wasn't stuck on bottom, but a half an hour later, he's calling out 10 feet, 9 feet, and what he had was a 150-pound halibut. The interesting thing is he had it on a salmon rod and a 4-ounce rockfish jig.
Wow.
And a 30-pound line.
Wow.
Unreal.
That's
39 feet of water.
Did it win the 2-for-1?
No. In fact, Captain Ethan that you fished with, he was rock fishing, and his guest got a 74-incher.
Oh,
jeez.
How big is that?
Oh, that was over 200 pounds.
Yeah,
but
like sure. That, 220, something.
Big,
yeah.
Huge halibut like to eat rockfish. So sometimes when you're over rockfish and you're just jigging them, you might catch something really unexpected and big.
That's cool.
So it's really cool, and it's fun up here. Yeah. And by the way, the weather has stabilized. We're at 10 knots or less today. Seas are flat, and it's beautiful. It's actually raining a little bit, which we've desperately needed. The coho are monsters. I had a 16-pound coho the other day, and what a toad that thing was. It was just amazing how big it was.
Oh, that is a huge one. Now, I know when we left last Saturday, John, the weather was just coming in. You'd had a month without rain, and you had a whole week pretty much with much-needed rain, right?
Well, no, we only got rain about a half a day and a little bit yesterday. In our little area here, we're in a little microclimate. They only get 37 inches of rain per year, but we haven't had much at all this summer. It's a historic drought in southeast Alaska. The other day, though, Ketchikan had, I think, 3.7 inches, and we got nothing.
Wow.
And that's just the way it is.
Shows you
least,
how different it is, yeah.
Yeah, the rain in southeast is going to help push some of those fish around, which is really improving our fishing, you know, because it's fantastic. And one of our boats anchored up a couple of days ago up at Parker, and he was just anchored, and he was jigging and mooching and had 24 coho in 2 hours.
Wow. They're in. They came. They're here. And it sounds like the big halibut are there, too. In Whaler's Cove, we had such a great trip, John, and you took great care of our guests, and everybody was having fun. And if somebody wants to come up to Whaler's Cove, I know our trip next August is probably close to, if not already, sold out. But I know there's some really great opportunities fishing the kayaks as well as fringe part of the seasons, too, next year and 2021, right?
That is right. We also have a four-day segment September 3rd to 7th this year. So there's room for 2 to 4 people. So
wow.
If somebody wants to get in on the action and come out here and catch some fish, they can do that.
That's
and
great.
Just call our guest services manager, Jay, at 1-800-423-3123. That's 1-800-423-3123. And you can also check us out online at whalerscovelodge.com. That's whalerscovelodge.com. Check us out on Facebook and YouTube, and you'll see what we're about. The main thing is mostly calm water, except the day that you were there.
No,
the
days we fished, John, the 4 days we fished, were like a tabletop that was so calm. It was just the day we left. It was a little
that day you left.
Yeah.
I mean.
Which is fine. As long as we weren't fishing that day, I don't really care, you know. It was all right. We were out of there. I felt bad for the people coming in, but, you know,
We did really well. We went out that day.
You went out that day? Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We went out. We caught halibut, fish. We even got...
That's great.
Yeah, well, we fished every day. It was awesome.
Wow.
And then we had 2 beautiful days where we got limits. Oh, So even when it's, you know, really, really rough weather here, we've got places to hide and catch.
It's still not that bad.
Oh.
Yeah. And the cool thing about Whalers Cove, too, that I love is the jigging opportunities there. Shallow water, catch giant halibut and, you know, 30 feet of water.
Crazy.
And you know, I don't think we fished for halibut much below 250 feet.
Hearing this story, there's a story that I have to tell, my last experience of a Whalers Cove with Captain John. We were on a day when, I guess you would call it choppy, you know, wind chop. But I assure you, this was less significant weather than you would see on, like, an afternoon breeze on San Diego Bay. You know, short wind chop and... Is it flat calm? No, but I would for sure relate it to being on San Diego Bay with wind. Fine. I mean, we're talking fine. You would never think twice. And John looked at the weather. He's like, this is going to be in the top five. This would be like top five rough days for the year. He's like, I don't really know if we want to run all the way to this spot. And I just chuckled, like, this is literally what San Diego Bay looks like on an afternoon in August. And John's like, yeah, this is top five, man. This is top five bad days. Like, you guys are very spoiled in what I would say is the nicest weather to fish in all of Alaska.
Oh, yeah, and good fishing, too. Well, Captain John, thanks a lot for that. And we'll look forward to talking to you next Saturday. Appreciate the call this morning very much from Whalers Cove Lodge. And that is our catch report.
You got it, man. That's wrapping us up today. Again, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, but now with Fish Pros The Market, you can also purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers. It's all at their convenient Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And now the spices and rubs are both available at Dana Landing and Mission Bay, including that crazy popular Fisherman's Processing Pokey Kit. So very, very cool deal.
Yeah.
And one of the only places next to Anza Knives themselves where you can purchase that great Anza Fish Pro Series Filet Knives. You can get them directly at Fisherman's Processing.
That's right.
Or better yet, you can win one today at the end of the show.
That's right. Let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phone lines.
All right, let's do that. And the first person we're going to talk to is Mark. Mark's calling us from Santee this morning. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I got a question. Do you give any classes, boating classes, for the, you know, on a regular basis?
Thanks for asking that, sir. We actually don't give any to the public right now. We do have some resources that can point you to a good location. If you actually just pull up the Department of Boating and Waterways or the Parks and Recreation website, the ABCs of boating is a great start. A lot of people don't have that, and that simple document, you can have it with you, you can have it on your phone, you can download it as a PDF, and it has a lot of the basic information that you need to start boating. Another thing you can do is an online search for the boater card is basically just a three-hour course. You can take it online, you can go in classroom, you can do home study. It's got to be approved by the DBW and by the National Association of Boating and Law Enforcement, or NASBLA, but that's a start. We don't have a class for the public, sir. I'm sorry.
But great information out there. And you were mentioning during the break that ABCs of Boating is just a really good overview of, you know, it's easy to find and it's got all the information one would need of just little things that you might take for granted.
Exactly. And it's great because you can just download it, keep it on your phone, and then go back and resource it. One thing I forgot to mention to the earlier caller, some of the required fire equipment is a fire extinguisher.
That's one of the things
that you know, can get people in trouble, because if you have a fire out there and you really don't have anywhere else to run other than the water, and that's not always safe. So, but if you have any questions, sir, if you ever see one of our boats, feel free to stop and say hi to us. If you have any specific questions, you can definitely ask. Our officers are always friendly and ready to talk to the public. So,
absolutely, for sure. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that.
All right, Matt in La Mesa is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Matt? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. I started as Matt from La Mesa. Now I think I'm Matt from Costa Mesa. Taking my way up to the 5 to spend some time with family. Question to the harbor police. How do you guys differ from Fish and Game when it comes to enforcement of the Fish and Game laws? Or are you guys mirror those laws?
Well,
as far as, like, one of the most common infractions I think I see, because I work for FedEx and one of, part of my route is Harbor Island, is I see one guy with four fishing rods kind of thing.
Okay. So it really depends on the type of law. So there's really two fish and games, if you will, or they're actually called fish and wildlife now. There's a federal version and then there's a state version. We are basically the same as far as the state version. We're sworn to enforce the laws of California. So like any California law, and the fish and game is another code, by the way, that is specific to laws that have to do with fishing and game catch. So we can enforce those laws. So, for example, your example of someone fishing with four rods, if they don't have, you know, a second rod enhancement and they're obviously fishing with too many lines, that would be a reason for us to go ahead and stop and contact that person and possibly do some enforcement or education. We strive to educate the public, especially when it comes to boating, because not a lot of people know the rules. So we don't want to come down as a hammer all the time and basically just give people tickets, but we educate people. And it's really all based out of safety.
But you can ticket for somebody not having a fishing license.
Yes, absolutely.
You can ticket for undersized fish. San Diego Harbor Police can do all the violation ticketing that Department of Fish and Wildlife,
yes,
California can do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're all California laws, so we can inspect that. For example, let's say you're hoop netting and you have, you know, a bunch of shorts and you have more than seven, so you're probably going to get a ticket and that kind of thing. We can't necessarily just warn you for, because it is a serious violation. But yeah, to answer your question, sir, yes, we can enforce
fishing game. All right, very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. I have a question for you on that same subject. You brought up lobster fishing and lobster season coming up at the end of September here. And you probably, I know, because I've experienced it, I've seen how much Harbor Police needs to work with hoop netters on keeping them in the right areas. Why don't we discuss a little bit about that? One of the key things is, of course, staying out of the channel, right?
Exactly. We want to make sure that we stay out of any kind of the main channel. We have a lot of traffic going in and out of the bay, large traffic, large vessel traffic, commercial boats, fishing boats, everybody. So that's something that you definitely don't want to put your hoop nets out in the bay. If you do, if you are hoop netting, we ask that you have lights on them. They should be lit up so that, especially when you're fishing at nighttime, which is how most of people are catching lobster, is that they're visible to any boaters that are passing by. Obviously, you want to make sure you follow the rules. Depending on the situation, you're only allowed up to five per boat, I believe. And
five per person, 10 per boat.
Five per person, 10 per boat. But if you're by yourself, you could have five.
Right.
So you can have three fishermen on a boat, but you can still only have 10
right.
Per boat. So, they want to be lit, and a lot of people basically use like a milk jug and a chem light and put it inside there. You guys know the tricks of that, and that makes it float, and it makes it highly visible, and also boats won't run into it. We will pull your line if you are in the channel. It's obviously obstructing navigation, and it could be a hazard to boaters. So we would pull it, and you know there could be some enforcement with that. But the best part is you don't want to lose your expensive nets. You don't want to lose your equipment, so please do not put that in any of the channels.
Is that the biggest violation that you see that you guys have to enforce?
When it comes to
lobster
navigation, yes, that's one of the things. A lot of boats complain about navigating through the channel. And one thing about the channel that a lot of people don't know, it is considered a narrow channel. So that means that large boats have the right of way. And when I mean large boats, I mean like cargo shipping boats and stuff like that. They have Rule 9, which is Inland Coast Guard rules of navigation, applies, meaning that it's a narrow channel. You have to stay out of their way. They can't really steer too much because you're constrained by draft. So they have to stay in the channel.
Okay. And what if you're in a really good sand bass drift in the middle of the channel? All right. You're drifting.
You better pull that fish out.
Your engine's off, and here comes a big container ship or a big car ship. Who has the right of way?
Well, you're going to get five horns, and it really goes down to the bear. Who's the law of raw tonnage?
Who's going to win? So, in other words, pull the line and get out of the way.
Pull the line, get out of the way. That's
they're not moving.
They can't move because
of the narrowness of the channel.
Exactly, because of how much they draw. When we say constrained by their draft, that means that they're so deep in the water that if they were to go out of the channel, they would probably run aground, and it would be a major issue. So they can't steer away from the channel. They have limited maneuverability. So they're basically, they have the right of way.
So if you hear five horns from that big ship, get out of there.
Five horns is not a friendly hello. It's danger, doubt, what is your intention?
Yeah. So,
along those same lines, this is just out of curiosity, not for, you know, pointing a finger at it, but like the cruise tour type, you know, the horn blowers and flagships and that style of boat, does that fall under that same thing if a boat were drifting and fishing motor off but in the channel or near the channel and that boat is coming, same scenario, or is that style of boat small enough that they can maneuver out of the way of the drifting fisher person?
Yeah, I mean, typically a lot of those charter boats have more maneuverability, mm-hmm. and they can move around. However, it's just common courtesy.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I didn't mean it like that. Just rules of the road more so. Yeah. Yeah, I was curious about.
What about anchoring in the channel?
Anchoring in the channel. You cannot anchor in the channel.
It's illegal to anchor in the
Exactly.
channel.
Technically, you can't really anchor anywhere in San Diego Bay unless you're at one of the anchorages.
We
do allow very short anchoring for what is called a lunch hook. Basically, if somebody wants to stop somewhere, they're safe, out of the way, they're out of a channel, they want to prepare lunch or do whatever for a few minutes, that's fine. But anchoring by itself, like for long instances of time, is not allowed.
Okay, so one of the anchorages. Let me ask you this, though. My wife and I like to take our boat over to Glorieta Bay a lot of times in the summer and paddleboard and have lunch and such like that. I know there's one anchorage in there that you need to have a permit in. Is that correct?
Yes.
How do you obtain that permit?
So that permit is actually, I'm glad you asked that, sir. If you go to our website, portofsandiego.org, and go into the boating section, there's actually a link so that you can get permits for those. We have a anchorage that is free, and you can anchor from Friday, Saturday, Sunday over at La Playa, and the one that you're talking about is a 72-hour anchorage, and you can basically anchor there for up to 3 days, any 7 days of the week, and that one's Glorieta Bay Anchorage.
But you need to have a permit
to
be within those buoys. But you guys, even though you say you're not supposed to anchor, it's loosely enforced over there in Glorieta Bay for people on
exactly.
the lunch hook, right?
Exactly. Glorieta Bay is one of those areas where we encourage people to go because there's actually very flat water there. The wind, you're protected from the wind. People are doing water skiing and doing all kinds of activities.
Yeah.
We just ask that people that they're once they're inside the 5 mile per hour buoys to maintain that 5 mile per hour speed and do not go above that. Don't wake everybody else.
Yeah, but in Glorieta, in La Playa, which is in Shelter Island,
yes.
within Shelter Island between San Diego Yacht Club and Southwestern Yacht Club, that anchorage there, you do need to permit in there.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And again, you get those permits right on our website. They're free. They're basically a permit that is given online, and you don't actually get a written permit unless you print it out. But you get a number, and then we get a registry of all the boats that have permits, and we do checks on those.
All right.
This is awesome info. I just didn't know any about it. I like this so much, having a great time and great info, man.
Yeah.
That's killer. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show coming for you. If you want to join us, still plenty of time, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots more information. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out SadoSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double-structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Stop asking your smart speaker to give you the latest stock prices. You don't own any. Instead, listen to your favorite host talk about the Padres. Tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Fan. You can use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
You got it, man. Packed they definitely are. Adam's had a busy morning. We're going to talk to Mike. He's called us from San Carlos this morning. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Oh, hey, guys, this is Mike, your novice fisherman. But my question isn't about fishing. It's about the harbor police. My son, as soon as he graduated from college, volunteered for the military. And he goes, I just think it's what I should do. But he's getting out. And what are the qualifications to be a harbor policeman?
Thank you for calling, sir. The qualifications to become a police officer, actually anywhere in the state of California, is you have to be 21 years old, yet you can't have any felonies on your record, and you have to be able to apply and, you know, basically pass a background. So we're actually going to open up recruiting, so that's a great time for your son to apply. I want to say that if he it's going to be sometime this fall. We're hoping for October, maybe even late September, but we're going to open up our recruiting, which means that we're going to be hiring. Part of that hiring process is applying and filling out a personal history statement where we kind of go, we have to do a background on everybody. And then after that, they do a series of, they have to have a written exam. They do some interviews. They get, like I said, a background investigator assigned to them. And then they have to do a polygraph and a medical exam once they're actually offered a job. So once they get hired, they have to successfully complete the police academy, which we go to the police academy here in San Diego.
The
which
regular
is
police academy.
Yes, regular police academy. And then I want to say that's about 6 months. So if your son, tell him to follow. So if you go on the portofsandiego.org website, which is our website basically, and you go into hiring or jobs, fill out a job interest card and put in that you're interested for harbor police jobs. We just opened up our lateral process, which is for people that are already have their post. But for new officers, new recruits, the Harbor Police is going to be hiring in October here really soon.
And why should somebody become a Harbor Police officer?
Harbor Police is one of the best jobs in San Diego. And as far as law enforcement goes, we have such a variety of things that we get to do. You just really don't know what
every day
holds. Every day is different. And, you know, we pride ourselves on the variety of work that we do. You know, you can be at the airport one day, you can be on the boat performing a rescue, or you can be arresting, somebody that's wanted in one of our hotels. You can be working a human trafficking case. You can be doing, you just don't know what you're
doing. That's cool. Yeah, lots of variety.
It's lots of variety, and there's never a dull moment. We've been very busy lately. Summer's been crazy.
Yeah.
Just our weekends pop off. There's just a lot of people on the bay. So
yeah, that's cool.
Didn't talk about the special teams either.
Oh, I didn't even talk about the special teams. I've been stuck in patrol for a little bit. So we have special teams. One of the favorite is the dive team. I used to be part of the dive team, but we have a 20-member dive team. We actually pay our divers to get additional training, and they're trained public safety divers that do rescues and evidence recovery underwater. We have a MARTEC team, and MARTEC is kind of short for Maritime Tactical, our version of a SWAT team. They're more specialized for the maritime business and tactical situations. We have a canine explosive detection team. We have detectives. We have task force officers. We have a bay control officer. We have a community policing unit. There's just a lot of variety in the department.
Cool. So, yeah, and that's all within the San Diego Harbor Police.
That's all within the San Diego Harbor Police.
Wow, so what a great opportunity, Mike, for your son. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Jeff, what is your background? You were an officer, and what did you do?
Well, I came from law enforcement. I was a special agent with the Treasury Department, not working tax returns. But my general focus was on organized crime and narcotics.
Interesting.
Treasury Department has really had, back in the day when I was there, four components. You had Customs, Secret Service, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and then CID, or what used to be called the Intelligence Division, which was really much more financially oriented. I'm a lawyer by education. After I left the Treasury Department, I've been an entrepreneur.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And so how did you get into the foundation? I mean, why are you doing this foundation?
What drove you there?
So Chief Stainbrook is a good friend of mine. He's actually one of my karate students. And I've known
such a great guy too.
He's a great guy.
He's traveled with us to Loretto.
And he's actually developing a pretty good punch. Yeah. So
is he?
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet he's a tough guy.
Yeah. The joke at headquarters is that I'm the only guy there that can hit the chief. So and I do. So Chief's he approached me about a year ago. I have quite a long history in nonprofit work. It's kind of my give back program for life. I worked with the YMCA. I worked with Palomar College as on their board there. Bring Me a Book Foundation, which is really geared towards the 0 to 5-year-old population, mm-hmm. about reading aloud to young children. Anyway, Chief talked to me about starting a foundation, and I said, yeah, let's do this
great
thing.
That's rad.
So we've had a lot of fun. We've been really blessed in terms of the people that have come on board as directors. We have the president of Qualcomm. We've got the senior counsel for Solar Turbines. We've got general manager for the Manchester Grand Hyatt Hotels. You know, we've got a really robust board, a lot of really dedicated, interesting people, and it's just been a blast.
Wow, what a great deal.
That's cool.
For sure, fantastic. Well, why don't I bring your attention to this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, talking about the swordfish, a nice article on swordfish, and big brown trout up in the Sierras, and, of course, the local tuna scene. It's all available right now in this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. Check it out at your local tackle store, or better yet, subscribe. And also, I want to remind you, our final San Diego County Ford Dealer Live Remote is coming up 1 week from today. That's Saturday, August 31st. You believe that's the end of the month?
It's crazy, man.
Yeah. Elkhorn Ford is the spot, and it's your last chance to qualify for the big grand prize by either random draw or winning the Shimano Casting Contest, a trip for one on the Royal Star. Fly down, fly back trip to Mazatlan in January. I'm going on that trip. Can't wait. I bought my airfare, by the way, on Valaris. $125 round trip.
Round trip.
Yeah, for sure.
That's cool.
Across the bridge, across Puerto Vallarta.
Sure.
So that's going to be a good deal. Of course, now this one includes a round trip ticket from LAX to Mazatlan, especially if you're in L.A., on Alaska Airlines. Be sure to check out the Alaska Air banner on the front page of Let's Talk Hookup. .com for more details on all the great destinations that Alaska Airlines flies. And, of course, Alaska, we flew up and back on Alaska to there, and they did such a great job. All the flights on time.
They're the best.
It's such a great, great, great spot. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay, AFCO and Hydra's foul weather gear, Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses, and we're going to be giving away a ton of stuff. Cowboy's going to have his cookies and the donuts there, so be sure to check it out. It's on the guest page of letstalkhookup.com for all the rules and the details. We're going to see you 1 week from today Saturday, August 31st, El Cajon Ford, Broadway and Main in El Cajon, right next to Rickeyville.
Yeah, you got it, man. Let's jump right into the phones. They're packed up. Chuck and Dana Point, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing great. Great.
Man, epic fishing, huh? We had the triple handoff on the Fury during the week Wednesday. Three boats limited out on one spot. We just headed
unreal.
Off. Somebody headed off to a 15-pound test, I mean the fluorocarbon. Then you switch to the Colt Smites, like you guys said. Epic day. But auxiliary, the Marine Auxiliary, weren't they doing inspections for new somebody buying a used boat, come out, make sure it's safe, and then they had classes way back when. Are they still doing that? And then my second question part is, those Pongas landing out here on the beaches, getting away from you guys, do you think they're coming off a mothership? They can't make it that far, can they?
Well, actually, that's a good question, sir. So to answer your first question, yes, the Coast Guard Auxiliary does do boat inspections, and they do them at the Laurel Street Anchorage, which is right over there, at right off Laurel and North Harbor Drive, and they do them on the weekends. So if you want,
cool.
Call the Coast Guard Auxiliary and get their exact schedule, but they can do some inspections. As far as the Pongas, yes, they are. They definitely have increased over the past few months, probably past few years. It depends. You know, the Pongas carry their own fuel, so you're right that their range is limited, but a lot of times they carry their own fuel. So that's one of the indicators that we look for, obviously, on boats that are not just Pongas, but boats that are trying to come in covertly and, you know, feigning as fishermen, let's say. But that's one of the things that's happening on, around the coast, and the Pongas are coming up. And, I mean, we haven't had any in San Diego Bay, which is good because we have a big presence, but they have been sprinkled throughout the beaches. Imperial Beach, Carlsbad, Del Mar, I mean, you name it. You just have to see what happens. And for us, that's a human smuggling issue that the CBP and the Coast Guard has to deal with. Our element with that is the public safety aspect. A lot of times we get called out to perform rescues because these boats are trapped in a kelp bed, and you have 12 to 14 people on board.
Sure.
That don't necessarily have the best safety equipment, and now it's become a public safety issue. So if you ever do see that, please call Jayhawk or Joint Harbors Operations Center. Their number is 619-278-7033. And you can report suspicious activity like Pongas and suspected human smuggling to them.
If you're on your boat, just call Channel 16, call the Coast Guard.
You can also call Channel 16, yes.
Yeah, all right, very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Yeah, it's become quite an issue, unfortunately. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. Dave in Spring Valley up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Best 2 hours of my week is spent right here.
Thank you very much. Now, I might add, too, for those of you outside the area or those of you that like to listen to our podcast, our iTunes podcast, we had a couple of weeks where they changed the whole thing. It's all been corrected, so if you were using our podcast before, you can go back and use our podcast again. You can download our podcast, take it with you anywhere you go. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, so quickly, my question for the Harbor Police is back to the waters right-of-way. In particular, as I'm going down that channel in my skiff or on a long-range boat, sailboats are constantly crossing in our way, especially on the weekends. Who really has that right-of-way?
Oh, don't get me started.
Well, so right away really depends on the situation. It depends on what type of situation you have. Do you have a crossing situation? Do you have a pass? Are you going to overtake a vessel, or are you basically just going in opposite directions? So I'm sure you know only new reels catch fish, so purchase some often, which is the order of boats, and you guys know that acronym, right? Do you know that, sir?
No.
Yeah, what's that?
Oh, okay. I thought you were a... So basically, it's the order of basically priority. And depending on the situation, only new reels catch fish, so purchase some often, is an acronym that is used for people to know the right-of-way. And only stands for overtaking, new, not under command, new reels, restricted ability to maneuver, catch... which is constrained by draft. Purchase is power boats. Sail is sail, and that's where the people come in. Power boats, sailboats have more priority than power boats. Some often, and then often is overtaking. And seaplanes in there as well. So seaplanes actually have the least priority. So I know that's a big acronym.
Seaplanes have the least priority.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's a big acronym. Yeah. But basically what you have to do is when it comes down to power and sail, sailboats have the priority if they're under sail. Now, a sailboat that is under power is considered a powerboat, right? Even if they have a sail or a jib up, but they have they're under power, they're still under power. So mm-hmm. they don't have any more priority than you do. Then it just comes down to the actual...
So you have to yield to a sailboat under sail.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Very good.
Yeah, Pete.
Good.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Don't get me started, man. Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call. No, I mean, sometimes... Okay.
Oh, you don't need to get me started. Out with you.
It's like sometimes sailboaters can be rude because they know they have the right of way. They could just tack just a little bit the other way, but they don't do that because they're just being obstinate. But that's all I'm going to say about that subject, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the point is that we want everyone to get along in the water. That's the beauty of the water is that you're not necessarily restricted. There are markings and buoys, but you can just go wherever you want and just stay out of each other's way.
Yeah, be easy.
Be kind to each other.
Be kind.
Yes, indeed. Let's try and sneak in another call.
You got it, buddy. How about John in San Diego up next on Let's Talk Hook Up? Hi, John.
Hello, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I got a question. When you're out fishing during the day and you come across a hoop net, nobody's around, you know, somebody lost it the night before, is it okay to pull that net and, you know, salvage it? Or
it's a good question.
Yeah, leave it there and call the harbor.
Well, it depends because some of the hoop nets are not attended. They're commercial fishermen, and they usually have a buoy that has a marker and that has their fishing ID on there. So they have their fishing game license number on there, so that means it's theirs, right? But if you just come across a buoy, let's say somebody was hoop netting during hoop netting season, and they forgot it because they didn't see it, it was dark or whatever, that would be considered a misappropriating property. So if you do recover it, it's in the way. The best thing to do is turn that into law enforcement. You can call us. We can come pick it up. We can take it from you. You can, you know, put a claim into it. If nobody claims it, if we can't get it to its rightful owner, then, you know, you could claim it and pick it up from the property room. However, just there is a statute in California. It's called misappropriation of property. So whenever you find something, you're supposed to turn it in, and you could claim it, but you can't just keep it.
Gotcha. So. All right. That's good. That's an interesting thing because it happens. You see.
I've been in violation of that one.
Yeah. I'm not going to incriminate myself on the air here, but you know, you never know, right?
More than a year ago.
Yeah. Speaking of which, night fishing rules. When you're night fishing, real quickly, what do you need? What are some of the rules that, when you're out there at night, whether you're fishing or lobster fishing or going through the bay?
Well, so there, it really depends. If you're just talking about the recreational fishermen, so, you know, the lighting you need for a fishing boat is red or white is fishing at night. So that's when you see, when you're out there at sea, or you can see green or white, which is trawling at night. If you see that, that means you want to stay away because that's a commercial fishing operation. That's really more for offshore people that are, you know, let's say these purseiners that are picking up the sardines or whatever, right?
Okay.
If you're just fishing in San Diego Bay, you want to make sure you have your lights on. If you're underway, you have to have your running lights on. If you're just drifting, then you could have, you know, basically just your stern head on.
If you're drifting, do you want to put your full navigation lights on or no?
Yes.
That's a good question.
You want to be visible because that way we can see which way you're oriented.
Okay.
Depending on your lights. But there isn't anything different other than having your navigation lights on at night. So you can fish, but obviously, you know, if you're in the channel, we ask that you be on the lookout for large boats that are coming in and stay out of their way.
Absolutely. If you hear that five horns, move.
Yes.
And don't wait to hear the five horns. Just move.
Just move. Yeah, for sure.
Hey, when we come back, we got a very lucky winner. We're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new Anza Fish Pro Series knife. More Let's Talk Hookup when we return on 97.3 The Fan. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
It's Yamaha's Power the Summer sales event. For a limited time, eligible new 90 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible 2.5 to 75 horsepower 4-strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends August 30th, 2019. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36-month factory limited warranty. See authorized Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. All right, big congratulations. The owner of a brand new Anza Fish Pro Series knife, the 6S, is going to Matt in La Mesa. Matt, congratulations. What a knife. You are so stoked.
Yeah, you are going to love that knife, Matt. Thank you very much. And thank you guys very much,
awesome.
Lieutenant Buñuelos and Jeff. You guys have been tremendous. What a wealth of information here on this show. And, of course, if somebody wants more information on the foundation, Jeff?
Yeah, please give us a contact online at the SDHarborPoliceFoundation.org, and we'd love to have you share more information with us.
All right. If you want to help donate and be a part of it,
absolutely.
That's available on
there's
that
a
website.
Button right on there. They can push that donate button.
And donate. Okay, right. You need funds, for sure.
We definitely
Well, it's great work, so I hope people, our listeners, do that.
Thanks for letting us come.
And thank you, Lieutenant Buñuelos. Again, want to support what you do, and how can the public support the San Diego Harbor Police?
Well, you know, we're always... It's kind of funny when we're on the water, people always wave at us and say hi. So if people come up and tell us that they're grateful for our service, that makes our day.
Okay, cool.
We enjoy that.
That's good to know. Yeah, for sure.
It's a great job.
Well,
it's really
yeah,
fun.
And you guys have so many different facets. I saw a couple of your officers right down there looking for somebody right next to my office there near Fisherman's Landing. And you guys are on the water, you're on the land, you're at the airport, you're all over the place.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, keep up the great work, and we sure appreciate what you do.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for keeping us safe, for sure. And thank you for listening today. Tomorrow, we're going to have a great show. Brandon Hayward from Bite Sport Fishing. What a fantastic guy he is to have in the show. He's been on that big bluefin.
He's been on that yellowfin
and more. So
new boats in the fleet, new stuff going on with the Bite. It's going to be a really good show.
Oh, yeah. So that's 7 to 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Of course, thanks to Adam. He's going to be putting up those archives right up after the show on our website as well as our great app. And don't forget Brian here in the studio with us here. Thank you very much, Brian. And we'll see you tomorrow morning with Captain Brandon Hayward from Bite Sport Fishing right here on 97.3 The Fan.